The Word of God for Friday of the third week of Advent. Gospel is John 5:33-36. Jesus said to the Jews, "You sent emissaries to John, and he testified to the truth. I do not accept testimony from a human being, but I say this so that you may be saved. John was a burning and shining lamp, and for a while you were content to rejoice in his light. But I have testimony greater than John's, the works that the Father gave me to accomplish. These works that I perform testify on my behalf that the Father has sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, the purpose of testimony is to verify the truth. So, by living, by knowing the truth, we can be in reality. We can be saved. And that's the purpose why Jesus came. So Jesus tells us he's not seeking testimony for his own sake, but so that we, by knowing the truth, can be saved. And so that is the purpose of John the Baptist. He gave testimony to the truth. That is, he gave testimony to who Christ is. Now, this is necessary so that we, the people, can come to the truth. And Jesus then says there's even a greater testimony than the one of John, and that is the works, the miracles that he performs, which are the works of the Father. Remember in Genesis, God spoke the word and things were created. Everything that the Father does is through his Son. And so the Son only does the work of the Father. In fact, the Trinity is an eternal communion of love, and we were created to participate, to share in this eternal communion of love. That is our longing, is to participate in love. And that's why Jesus came. And so he gave us the ability to discern so that when we see his works, we can identify this is the work of God, our Father. But Jesus laments that few really see it. And why is it that they do not see it? Well, maybe if we go to Ezekiel the prophet in chapter 33, verse 32, we have a good answer. God tells Ezekiel, "For them, you are only a singer of love songs, with a pleasant voice and a clever touch. They listen to your words, but they do not obey them." That's Ezekiel chapter 33. Does that happen to us? We hear the gospel proclaimed on Sunday. We may hear the word every day, but how much do we seriously seek discernment? You see what happened to the scholars, the learned religious people in the time of Jesus, is they enjoyed hearing John the Baptist. The gospel tells us that Jesus says, "John was a burning and shining lamp. For a while you were content to rejoice in his light." But that's not enough. You see, we can have the same situation. We can believe I'm a good Catholic. I believe in the Word of God. But wait a minute. Is your belief in the Word of God open for God to teach you the truth in a way that reforms or changes deeply your own perspective? Or has the Word of God become a way for you to try to justify what you already believe? You see? So we have to approach the Word of God with great humility and allow truth to come to us that we initially do not like in the flesh, that convicts us, that calls us to repentance. But if we are just seeking to accommodate, then God really cannot reveal the truth. He cannot testify the truth to us. And this is the theme of the gospel today. Are we allowing the Holy Spirit to use the truth of the Word of God and to use the truth of the things and the events that we encounter, the signs of the times, the quote-unquote coincidences that happen in my life? Am I open to allow God to instruct me and perhaps to change my course, challenge me in my opinions? This is what the Word today wants to tell us. Now, briefly going to the first reading, which is from Isaiah 56, the Word of God tells us, "Hold to my covenant. Be careful to be faithful to the relationship, because it's not just about head knowledge. It's about a relationship like a marriage with God that is reflected on the way that we relate to others, especially in a way of covenant, which means living in community. In these relationships, the Lord is willing to bring in new people. He calls it the house of prayer for all peoples. So it's not just the ones we like, the group that we feel good with. The Lord wants to bring home all the peoples. And this is also the challenge of the Word for us today. May the Lord bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.